Chapter 27. Do not make your boast about the next day, for you do not know what a day will give birth to. May a stranger and not your own mouth praise you. May a foreigner and not your own lips do so. The heaviness of a stone and a load of sand, but the vexation by someone foolish is heavier than both of them. There is the cruelty of rage, also the flood of anger. But who can stand before jealousy? Better is a revealed reproof than a concealed love. The wounds inflicted by a lover are faithful, but the kisses of a hater are things to be entreated. A soul that is satisfied will tread down comb honey, but to a hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Just like a bird fleeing away from its nest, so is a man fleeing away from his place. Oil and incense are what make the heart rejoice, also the sweetness of one's companion due to the counsel of the soul. Do not leave your own companion or the companion of your father, and do not enter the house of your own brother on the day of your disaster. Better is a neighbor that is near than a brother that is far away. Be wise, my son, and make my heart rejoice, that I may make a reply to him that is taunting me. The shrewd one that has seen the calamity has concealed himself. The inexperienced that have passed along have suffered the penalty. Take one's garment, in case one has gone surety for a stranger, and in the instance of a foreign woman, seize from him a pledge. He that is blessing his fellow man with a loud voice early in the morning, as a malediction it will be accounted on his part. A leaking roof that drives one away in the day of a steady rain and a contentious wife are comparable. Anyone sheltering her has sheltered the wind, and oil is what his right hand encounters. By iron, iron itself is sharpened, so one man sharpens the face of another. He that is safeguarding the fig tree will himself eat its fruit, and he that is guarding his master will be honored. As in water face corresponds with face, so the heart of a man with that of a man. Sheol and the place of destruction themselves do not get satisfied, neither do the eyes of a man get satisfied. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace is for gold, and an individual is according to his praise. Even if you should pound the foolish one fine with a pestle and a mortar, in among cracked grain, his foolishness will not depart from him. You ought to know positively the appearance of your flock. Set your heart to your droves, for treasure will not be to time indefinite, nor a diadem for all generations. The green grass has departed, and the new grass has appeared, and the vegetation of the mountains has been gathered. The young rams are for your clothing, and the he-goats are the price of the field. And there is a sufficiency of goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and the means of life for your girls.